Biden threatens to cut artillery, bombs to Israel over Rafah. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 8, 2024. President Joe Biden threatened to withhold artillery and other weapons from Israel if it invades Rafah, the last stronghold of Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group. During an interview with CNN reporter Aaron Burnett, Biden said he had made it clear that if Israel moves to invade Rafah, the United States would not supply them with the weapons. Civilians have been killed in Gaza as the consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers, Biden said during the interview. Biden's words came after the Biden administration halted a shipment of 2,000-pound bombs to Israel last week. "I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet, if they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem," Biden said. Biden continued to add that the U.S. would ensure Israel was secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks. On Sunday, Hamas fired a barrage of rockets from Rafah toward the Kerem Shalom border crossing, which is used as the entry point for humanitarian aid to enter the Gaza Strip. The attack left 4 soldiers dead and 10 others wounded. On Monday, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, urged residents in Rafah to seek safety and evacuate. The IDF dropped leaflets and used text messages and other forms of communication to urge residents to leave for the Al-Ma'asi humanitarian zone and other safe zones. Israel's government spokesman David Mentzer warned on Monday that the warning to residents was not a bluff. The next day, the IDF sent tanks into Rafah and seized control of the border crossing it shares with Egypt. "It's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells that have been used," Biden added.